Blog Talk Radio.
Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. We need your presence. We need you, Holy Spirit, fill this room. We need your presence. We need you. We need.
God bless you all. Amen. We just thank God for you all. And just once again, we're going to keep pushing. Amen. It's going to be a really pushing week. Amen. It's going to be a pushing week. But I'm telling you, we're going to be driving to really just break down and tear down different things and pretty much our will. And really going to break down and tear down the different things pertaining to our flesh. Amen. Our partners and listeners that listen in, yes, we're going into fasting. We're going into basically going to get ready to challenge ourselves and begin to challenge our flesh so we can get ready to receive a deposit from the Spirit of the Lord. And we get geared up. I truly believe if we could get ourselves geared up really, really high, I'm talking about push yourself to the max, amen, There's going to be different oppositions that can come and will come in 2023. You're going to be able to ride upon them or ride over them. Amen. And if there's some virtue begin to come out of you, it ain't going to take much to lift you back up. Amen. So let's go ahead and keep going. And we just want to bless the living God this morning. Amen. For those that are fasting, and we got a fasting schedule, yes, this is no social media and also no TV, but please use gospel. You can use gospel music, something spiritual to feed your spirit, amen, to feed you. So it's okay to have some type of gospel music, something to feed you, amen. So we want to pull away from all the things that drop deposit and even come in our perception, but we can really just get into start transitioning into the will of the Lord and the things of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Listen, I don't want to be all alone today. I'm going to start scheduling the different prayer times, different things, because for individuals and everyone can be a part of it. Amen. But I still want to just go ahead and jump into, because I think we hit a nerve on yesterday, and we're going to get into the prayer. You know, as we're going to be going this week, we're going to understand what to pray for. It's the different areas pertaining to the Holy Ghost. When the Spirit of the Lord says, when you don't know what to pray, the Holy Ghost will make intercession. That's one part of when you just open up your mouth and all some things come to you. Another part is it begin to reveal to you what to pray for. Amen. And begin to reveal to you. So in other words, as the Holy Ghost revealing to you, is interceding and revealing pertaining to you. Amen. Always understand this is pertaining to you. So it's revealing to you. So like on yesterday, as we've been teaching a match message of you managing yourself. If you have self-management issues and different things like that, so now the Holy Ghost is revealing to you. Now we have to pray and know what to pray for, and that's when we begin to pray and ask the Spirit of the Lord. Number one, hey, I need management. I need to understand how to manage myself, what I need to do, how I need to do it. Now you open. You open to look to hear instructions. Now the instructions could come from anybody, you know, or anywhere, amen, to begin to structure that area, so you can begin to pray in that area and you begin to strengthen. One of the areas that we're going to need, and we definitely need, going to need and pray in, one of the areas is going to be discipline. We're going to have some discipline in order for us to be able to manage ourselves and begin to manage ourselves, period. We're going to need discipline. If you don't have discipline, there's no way you're going to be able to manage yourself, manage your emotions, manage your finances, manage your, have wisdom in your step. You have to have some type of discipline. And if you don't have discipline, you're going to be thinking you're doing something great and doing something good. And basically, you're really not, amen, because you're giving things away because you're coming from a place of knowledge and you're coming from a place of what I think is good and what I think is right, amen. And that's good and fine, but if there's no structure, discipline in these areas, it's going to be all over the place. And all these things, what I'm sharing with you all this week, is still pertaining to the relationship with God. Even in a relationship, you're going to have some discipline. Amen. Sometimes we have to have some restraints of some things we want to say. We're ready to go. Sometimes we got to bite our tongues and we got to back off, you know, and different things like that. It still needs to be some type of discipline. Amen. Discipline. So today, this morning, and probably also tonight, late on tonight, we also going to intercede for discipline. And that way we could be able to be to manage and don't feel no way. You know, and a majority of the people, we need discipline with our emotions. Discipline with our emotion and discipline around, circle around our feelings. Discipline is like a covering. I'm going to help you with this here. It's like a covering. It covers you. It covers you in different areas. It's like a covering, amen? When you get your emotions disciplined or you put discipline around your feelings, it covers you. It keeps you covered, amen? And it's like a shield. It's like a shield. And if you don't have discipline, you don't have no covering. You don't have no shield. So you'll be all over the place. You know, your feelings be all over the place. What you do be all over the place. Everything will not be structured because it's no discipline. And we have to have some discipline for things to be structured, even in our prayer life, even in our walk with God, even in our assignments with God. We have to have some type of discipline. Amen. And these are one of the things that Pastor is teaching special on this week. All of a sudden, we call it for prayer. We call it for this here. Why? Because individuals, we should be already getting geared up and cultivated, spending time with God. So it shouldn't even be deep sleeps around here no more. Amen. Especially for the rest of this week. It should be semi-sleeps. Amen. As soon as you hear a text bell, it should already alert you. You already looking because your spirit or your fleshly body is in a semi-phase. Amen. If it ain't in a semi-phase, amen, because everyone should be getting cultivated and getting geared up what the Holy Ghost is doing. Amen. That means we got to tear down some areas within ourselves and some flesh, and we've got to look into our life and see if our life is so busy to where, my God, it's wearing me out to where I'm not even in tune to the Spirit of the Lord, or I'm not in tune to the things of God. Amen. So that means I need to begin to do some things and begin to manage myself. Amen. Lack of management. So we're going to pray for discipline. Amen. I want all of us get ready to pray for discipline because we have to have discipline. And if we don't have discipline, you don't have no covering. Amen. You don't have no covering with your emotions. You don't have no covering with your feelings. You don't have no covering with your heart. You don't have no covering with your mind. You don't have no covering. Amen. Within yourself, it's no covering. Amen. And so where it's no covering, the enemy can come and play on you. People can do everything, you know, they can just pick you for a round because you don't have no covering. No covering. So if you're writing, please write. And my management, the first stage that I need to learn or I need to get is discipline. Discipline not only is the first area, discipline is the foundation, also it's the foundation, and also it is your ceiling. It is your covering. So it's your top, and also it is your bottom. Because if you don't have discipline, you don't even have nothing to stand on. If you don't have discipline, you don't even have no covering. So now you got different things that come in and sweep down, and now you're looking at your finances. Finances is not where it needs to be. You're looking at your health. Your health is not where it needs to be. Even though you probably, even though things is looking good for you, but somehow things is not looking good on the reality side of it. Finances coming in your life, but somehow it's just like, I don't know where it goes by the end of the month or the end of the week. Amen. It's discipline, amen, because it's no covering and different things and things begin to lose. So we also going to have also the understanding how and know when to apply discipline, amen, to apply discipline. So other words, we got to know how and know when to stay up under the covering. To stay right there up under the covering, amen? We got to know when to activate it, when to stay up under the covering, when to stay grounded. But we have to understand that we need discipline. In 2023, I pray that you're going to begin to walk more into discipline, amen? Discipline in your life, discipline in your relationships, discipline in your it doesn't matter on your job. Everything is discipline because you don't have discipline. It's just like you have bags with holes in your life. everything begins to fall out of it, amen, because that bag represents discipline. And if there's no discipline, of course, everything that comes in, it seems like things are leaving out. You think you're doing something good, but you really are hurting yourself. You think that I should do this here, then we don't do this here, we do something else. So we need discipline. And to feed the discipline, we need to understand, and we have to have an understanding of the balance of the word of God. Amen? We have to have a balance or the understanding of the word of God. Pastor, what are you saying about the balance? Well, balance is not only dealing with spiritual, but we have to understand the natural way how to live pertaining to the word of God. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. So we need discipline, and discipline needs to be fed, or it needs to be energized, and it needs to be energized with the understanding of the word of God. Amen. So therefore, you'll know how to operate in discipline, because you wouldn't know how to operate in discipline if you don't have some type of information, some type of knowledge, some type of belief. You got to put up some structure, and that's where the structure comes in at with discipline. The structure is the word of God. It is what you know how to operate naturally and also spiritually. That's your structure, and the structure and discipline, they work hand in hand. The structure is like the walls. It's the framing. Amen. Discipline is like the your sheetrock. It's like your wood and your sheetrock. Amen. It's not your framing, but it's what covers the framing part. Amen. The structure is the skeleton. It's like your 2x4s. You're building a house. All you got is 2x4s and your plywood. You have the skeleton of the house. So you have the form of the house, but the house is not covered until they put some sheetrock or some plywood or some concrete brick to cover the house. Amen. So your skeleton is your structure, and discipline is the covering, is the material that will cover the house. Y'all hear me tonight? So we have to have these two areas for we can begin to walk with discipline and stay covered, and you're going to begin to see that your life is not filled with lack. God is not taking anything away from you. You got more than your life that you can even expect for it. I truly believe that many of you already walking into an area of abundance in your life, but because of discipline and structure that is not set in the proper place, you begin to see that I'm really not walking in light. Amen. You're walking into abundance. I want to tell somebody the devil is a liar. Some of you're going to realize that God is blessing you more than you thought he was. God doing more healing inside of you more than you thought he did. God already took your finances and your living area, living arrangement into a whole nother level, my God, more than he did. Y'all got to understand that, because at the end of the day, the robber could come in somebody's house and have an easy way to steal if there's no covering, if there's no walls up. All you got is just structure. Amen. And if you don't got nothing else to cover that structure, guess what? The thief could come in very easy. It's hard for you to try to maintain something that doesn't have no covering. It's hard for you to maintain something that is not, watch this, secure. And if it's not secure, it's hard for you to maintain something. It's hard for you to maintain yourself. It's hard for you to maintain your decisions. It's hard for you to maintain, my God Almighty, everything about you if you don't have no covering. You don't have different things to help secure you. So we need these different things, and that's why it's very important to understand the scripture or the word of God for your what? For your life. You cannot build somebody else's house to build your house. I know you might ride down the road and light that one and light that one, light that one. Baby, God got a house inside of you. He has structure inside of you. The framing work is already inside of you. You already have enough material inside of you to go ahead and begin to build your life and the life that God desire or God connect you to live in. Amen. It's already inside of you. You thank God for what's inside of you. You go ahead and live day by day pertaining to who you are. And pertaining to who you are, that's what the structure is going to begin to build the house for you. No, not everybody is going to come in your house and feel comfortable because they want a room over here, want a room over there. Well, you need to let them know, well, this is who I am. And if I decided if I want something over there, and which I do not, amen, I'm going to stay exactly like who I am. Don't let folks come in your house and rearrange your structure. Other words, rearrange the word of God inside of you and also what God done told you. Y'all hear me? Don't be like the three little pigs, amen. The two of them, they didn't build their house right. They huffed in a big bad wolf done came. Other words, trials and tribulations done came. The enemy done came, and the enemy began to come against you, and he began to blow upon you, and because of the structure of the house did not have the right material, and it began to do what? Blow the house down. Amen. Blow it down. I declare and decree as we begin to move forward this week that you're going to begin to walk into, my God Almighty, discipline, and also you're going to begin to build the inner you with the proper material that is already inside of you. You're going to begin to build your house, my God Almighty, your house that is already in you, for you can begin to stay inside of your house and begin to build your house. Question is, hallelujah, man, I feel like teaching this thing. The question is, so many of us have the house, but the house is not covered. We have the land, but the land don't have no development on it. Amen. And we're trying to figure out why is this. I want y'all to picture this. This is what I want you to picture real quick. You got a lot, or you got a piece of property. You got a piece of land. Watch this. Now you got this land, and instead of you building the house, you decide to come and bring your furniture on that lot. You decide to bring your bedroom set, your living room set. You decide to bring your kitchen, all this kind of stuff. And you begin, watch this, to put it in different areas on your property, my God, pertaining to if the house was built, this is how it would lay out. See, you don't brought the furniture into a place to where it don't have no covering. And now once you go to sleep or you leave, my God, and somebody come by and steal it, whatever, because it's not covering. If it get damaged, watch this, it's not covering because it could get damaged by the weather. The rain could come and rain on it. It's not what? It's not covered. Y'all hear me? It's not covered. And because it's not covered, you begin to lose. Do what? Lose. So many of you are doing that right now. You have the property. You have the land, but you are putting your health inside that land. You are putting your finances on that land. So you don't orchestrate it, your life, amen, pertaining to the material that you have. But it's no structure is built. It's no house is covered. And you just got your you got everything in this open lot, on this open land. And now year after year, month after month, you're trying to figure out what's going on. Baby, it's not covering. And you got to continue to go and buy new furniture because it get rained on. Continue to buy new furniture because it get what? It get damaged, my God Almighty. And you got to continue to redo and try to redo the new and find the new and find the new. I'm telling you right now, we have to walk in discipline and also structure, amen, for we can stay covered. I pray in the name of Jesus that, my God Almighty, we begin to walk in the Holy Ghost, begin to show you how to walk in discipline and how to discipline your life in the area that needs to be disciplined, and begin to structure your home for your home can begin to be covered. And now once you begin to put things inside of your home, like your health, like your joy, like your peace, like your finances, my God. Even the word of God, y'all about to hear me this morning, amen. You'll begin to have it covered, and it'll be covered up under the blood. So this time when the enemy may come, or when a trial or tribulation may come, it will not affect you, because why? You are in your home. You are in your house. You are walking with discipline. My God Almighty, you're not going to open up the door for in and everything and in and everybody. You're going to manage who you are, and you're going to manage every blessing that God pour into your life. You're going to manage every healing that God pour into your life. Y'all about to hear me this morning. Somebody need to just write discipline, discipline, discipline. Because without discipline, my God Almighty, you just an individual just hanging out there. And the enemy know it. He know that you're easy picking. He know that he can get you all over the place, discombobulated. But somebody say the devil is a liar, because this is the area that I'm finna call the contractors. And my contractors is the Holy Ghost and the angels of the Lord. We finna get ready to structure and put this house together. For now, I'm not going to lose anything. Watch this. The Bible says, I will pour you out blessings. Watch this. That you don't have room enough to receive. Room enough to receive. In order for me, for that contents to come out, room is enough. Other words, I had to have some room. And it had, watch this, it had to be a structure in place, because if I don't have no more room to receive anything, that means it had to be a structure in place where I have a maximized, I have a minimal, and also I have a maximum that I can receive a take. So it has to be a structure in place, or something that, a perimeter is set, because it will never say I don't have room enough to receive, because if it doesn't have a perimeter or a structure in place, guess what happens? That means I got plenty of room to receive. Just keep pointing, because I don't have nothing to secure it, or nothing to keep it in the what? In its perimeters or in its walls. Amen. So if they don't have room enough to receive, that's dealing with structure. That's dealing with boundaries. That's dealing with, amen, that I need to find, or I need to do some renovation in my life to add on to what is already in you to receive for the Lord. And also that deals with an area where I'll be teaching on, to where you can get to a place in your life or a level in your life and you can plateau out. You can plateau, and it seems like it's nothing else is coming. It's no more finances, no more promotion. My health is just, it's not doing better. It's not doing good. It's just still the same. You don't plateaued out. Now it's time to get into another, or a renovation to bring on an add-on of what you need to do to your house. And therefore, we're going all back over again to connect what we need to connect to what we already have. So we're going to start back again with the structure, the framing work. The framing work to add on another room to the house. And as we put on the framing work, watch this, I still got to cover it with what? Discipline. I got to cover it with discipline, even though I got an overflow. See, we got to understand something. Even though we have overflows come in our life, that doesn't mean your overflow, you freely to give it to anybody. I pause right there. You freely just give it to every, because you got more than enough. Your cabinets is running over. This is running over. Even the scripture declares, don't give that which is holy unto the who? Unto the dogs. And the scripture also declares, don't cast your pearls unto the what? Unto the swines. Other words, discipline. Discipline yourself. Shake the dust off of your feet. Discipline yourself. Don't you get caught up into all this stuff and where you see that even though you got an overflow going on in your life, if somebody don't value, y'all about to hear me, even the littlest thing, why you want to waste your time and give it to someone and where you can just let it stay where, there where it's at until you can come across to someone that will value it. Y'all been? Yeah, it will value. So we got to understand how to manage ourselves with the covering of discipline and also structure. Y'all hear me tonight? Y'all hear me? Listen, I'm going to dig more into this tonight. Y'all, we're going to dig more into this tonight. But I really want to open you all up as you begin to go throughout your day and you go out throughout your day, because many of us need discipline and many of us need structure. Because without the discipline and without structure, we are not going to be able to manage ourselves properly. We're not going to be able to manage the different things that God give us. And we could get blessed throughout the whole entire year. We could get blessed. We could get blessed throughout our walks. We could get blessed no matter what. But if we don't know how to, if we don't walk in discipline, if we don't walk in structure, even we'll cause, watch this, we'll even backslide on the Lord. We'll even go backwards instead of going forward because we don't have a discipline. We don't have boundaries. We don't have, the house is not structured. If we don't have structure, the framing work, it's no way that the discipline could go up there, because how are you going to be able to be disciplined and if you don't have the understanding and the knowledge to be disciplined in that area? You don't know. If you don't know, how can you operate in discipline? So your structure or your framing is the skeleton for discipline to be attached to. Y'all hear me? Your structure and your framing of your life is the skeleton for discipline to be attached to. Y'all hear me? It's not laid on there. It's attached. Other words, watch this. It ain't going to feel good. Pastor, can you say that again? Because I thought this was a shouting message. No, a shouting prayer, a shouting teaching. Baby, it ain't going to feel good. How is it not going to feel good? Because when discipline goes into the structure, or when a plywood or a sheetrock goes into the structure or the framing, they use what? They use nails or they use screw to go into it. So it doesn't feel good. What are you saying, Pastor? Baby, it ain't going to feel good to tell people no. It's going to make you, because some of you, how some of us been taught, when we're going to tell people that, look, I don't have it. You're going to feel like you're lying because you probably got $3,000 in a bank. Well, you're not lying, because that $3,000 in the bank is going towards something, and it's going towards where you're going. That is called what? I'm managing my finances. I don't have free finances to just give you. I have finances that I'm responsible for, because what I'm finna do something with. Are y'all listening to me this morning? Are you listening? So now we're going to have to, and I'm going to be praying this week as well, that we have to go through a detox of how our system of spiritual system, how it taught us to be free forgivers. Well, Pastor's going to be breaking that down this week, because you can be a free giver, but if you don't have discipline with your giving, you're right. You are a free giver. You're giving it out so free. You really are. You really are. Then when you look around, where is your joy? You look around, where is your peace? You look around, where is your finances that God already been pouring inside of your life? He been pouring finances in, been blessing you. Now you look around, where is it? Where is it? Y'all talk back here to me. You look around, instead of your health is doing better, your health is going downward because you're ripping and running for everybody. No discipline to say, no, my body already, I already pushed my body to the max today.
You know, yeah, I still got a little bit in my tank, but I want to make sure I keep a little bit in my tank. I don't want to pour out or empty out my tank where I don't have none for me, and here I am laying in a bed 2 or 3 days trying to recover because I don't empty out everything out of my tank, amen, and just realize that they ain't really care for it in the first place. But if you had discipline to say, that's enough. That's enough. Guess what? Now you're managing yourself. You're managing your finances. You're managing your peace of mind. You're managing your joy. You are managing everything about you for you to continue to walk into the place that God. Understand this. God is blessing you. He's blessing everybody individually. He's not blessing everybody as a group, as a sum. At the end of the day, do y'all remember that story that they gave this one man one talent, two talents, three talents, four talents? That is the parable. God is blessing everyone according to where they are. And my God, we can all could testify. I'm no special than a person that's sleeping in the tent on the street. I'm nothing. I'm no special than you, because the same God I serve and the same way he turned my life around, you could do. He could do the same thing for you like he could do for me. I'm no different. I believe flesh and blood. I'm flesh and blood just like you. Y'all hear me? But if we don't have no discipline, we don't have no structure, man, this is good. If we don't have no discipline and no structure, we're going to continue to look like we are losing. And we got bags with holes. We can have the money coming in, but the bills don't get paid. We can have everything in our corner, but we could go ahead and walk into perfect health and walk into our healing. But our healing, but we seem like we're still going backwards. Y'all hear me tonight? Seems like 1 minute I get this, and the next minute it's gone. You don't have no covering. Because the next minute is gone, because most of the time, you gave it away. You gave it away. God's trying to bless the fruit of your labor. He's trying to bless your home. He's trying to bless you. Let him put a lid on your heart without people trying to cast a brain. Listen, people don't have to come and hustle you. People don't have to come and say, hey, man, I need, like the illustration we did on Sunday. People don't have to come to you when God want to lay something on your heart. It'll automatically happen. It don't happen to me. Pastors walk in that all the time. God can lay something on my heart. This was just laid on my heart. They surprised. Why? Because they ain't even asked for it. They ain't look for it. They ain't had to sell me no speech. They ain't had to sell me no story. Why? Because it was already laid on my heart. Your ears, your hearing is one of the gates to your spirit. And if you don't have discipline to guard your inner gate of your spirit or your ears or your hearing, for it will not bombard you in the spirit, guess what? You're going to be all over the place. People could take advantage of you. People could have, and you'll begin to pour out, feel bad for people. You'll have it because now you are not even guarding your inner gate. You're not guarding your ears. You're not guarding your feelings. Your feelings and your emotions is not guarded. So now guess what? Now I can get whatever I want from you. And now once you go back and look in your bank account, look in this, now you're praying to God to give you some more because you got things you need to do. And God already gave it to you. Y'all hear me? He already gave it to you. Listen, man, the Holy Ghost slapping me on my neck. And I'm trying to go ahead and go because I really want to break this down when everybody is here. Listen, this is what you have to do. This is what I want you all to look at. Let's look at finances discipline. Let's look at finance discipline. All right. Wherever you living at, whatever your rent is, if you got a car, whatever your car payment is, if you don't got a car, find the car that you want. Find the car you want. Find out how much it is a month. Amen? Find out how much it is a month. The car you want, probably $600 a month. Wherever you living in that, probably $1,000 a month. Amen? So that $1,000 and that $600 a month is what? $1,600 a month. found out how much it's going to cost dealing with insurance, car insurance, probably be $300 a month. I'm just giving a figure out there. So that's $1,900 right there total. All right? Find out how much it costs you. Sit down and how much it costs you for living expenses. Your living expenses. In other words, your utilities, your if you got Comcast, however y'all do, telephone or whatever, find out for that. As that might be $400 a month. So we already at $2,300 a month. So let's take $2,300 a month. That's where we at right now. Watch this. If you don't have $2,300 saved up in your bank account, I'm talking about just save up, put to the side. If you don't have that put to the side, baby, y'all don't have no money to give nobody $5 yet. You don't have no money to give nobody $5 yet. You are basically putting decisions of your life in other people's hands because all they have to do is make a decision of you. And guess what? You're living from paycheck to paycheck, month to month. And guess what? If something don't come in that month, you are done. You are done. Even though you got to keep that money put up. So you got this going. This should be looking at almost every month that I'm starting to store up. And once you begin to store up in that area, so other words, if it's $2,300 a month, you really need about $4,600 to come in to take care of you from month to month and also put up for you from month to month. And now once you could go back and see what you don't store it up, even the Bible talks about saving. You know, when it's dealing with Malachi, what it said, bring ye tithes and offering and all that, then it said, for it could be meat in my house, dealing with what? Storage. And this is what they done. They stored up. What do you have stored up? What do you have stored up? What about your joy? What about that? What about your peace? Do you got that stored up? Because there's no discipline. It's no discipline to save. It's no discipline to store up. And now when the rainy days come or when different times come, guess what? Now you on a wing in a prayer. Imagine if you could get that back to everybody you done sold into or everybody you done gave and you know that they ain't have care about 2 cents about you. Imagine if you could get that back, how much you have stored up. Pretty sure you'll have a lot stored up then. Y'all hear me? So discipline. We got to understand that. And once we begin to understand, and I'm going to dig deeper into this, we understand how to have discipline, you're going to find out how blessed your life was financially. Whatever you're spending today from month to month, you need to store that up. Begin to save that. And if you're not able to save that, that's walking with wisdom, and that's walking with discipline. And now, guess what? You're not ready. You're ready. You know, if something happens, you got storage. You saved up. Because of what? Discipline. Discipline. Y'all hear me? Listen, Pastor's going to get out of here. We're going to get more into that tonight. And I'm going to get more into that around about 12 a.m. tonight. Amen. We're going to get more into that. And that way we can continue to walk in discipline. And we can go ahead and walk into the things of God. But we can begin to stake up our house, tie up these loose ends, holes in the walls, and all this kind of stuff. For our life will not be walking with holes in them no more. We're going to begin to close them doors and close every area up. And we're going to begin to see the different things that we already have that God already stewarded. Gave us, amen, and because of a lack of discipline, a lack of structure that we are walking in, it causing us not to see the benefits and the blessings that God has for us. But I want somebody to just go ahead and holler at your boy and say, no more, no more, no more. I'm getting ready to walk into my fullness. Yeah, we could speak in tongues all day. Yeah, we could go ahead and call down the rain and call down the heavens. And we could begin to be excited and have the spirit of expectation to get ready to walk into our new. But I'm telling you right now, all that stuff is good and fine. You could go ahead and sow your $2,023 seed or $23 seed. You could do all that. I'm going to tell y'all right now, if you don't have discipline and structure and understand how to operate it and walk in it, baby, let me tell you something. None of that ain't going to matter because you can begin to receive and the heavens can pour inside of you, but you are not going to benefit from it because you ain't going to have nothing to show forth. My God. But how many of you know that it's going to turn around this week? This week, it's going to turn around. and you're going to begin to walk in discipline. I'm going to run all that teaching out of you. I understand that people have been told you, God don't bless you for you could be a blessing to somebody else. Yes, I do believe that, but I don't believe that if there's no discipline in place. You best to have some discipline. He ain't blessing me to bless the whole entire world. He's blessing me as he lay on my heart to be a blessing to somebody else. But the first house he want to make sure it's taken care of is what? Is your house. It's your, if your house ain't taken care of, baby, don't believe that stuff that it's time for me to go and bless somebody else. No, take care of your house. God blessing you first, for you could take care of your house and take care of yourself before he will lay on your horn to go and start and take care of somebody else and take care of everybody else. Make sure your house is eating first before you can go and make sure somebody else needs something to eat. Y'all hear me? So we got to get out of that form of mind, and we got to get into the mind that God is want to bless me. God is taking care of me. God is blessing me of the fruit of my labor before I could go and be a help to somebody else. Somebody need to understand discipline and structure. And by the time we finish this week, I'm telling you, you should have all the tools that you need to get ready to walk fully into 2023, and you should be able to financially have a financial gain, and you will not be living by paycheck to paycheck, amen? You'll be living by the abundance of the Lord, because now you operating in the principles of God, and you operating in the discipline and the wisdom of God, and now that is a format or a covering that is called prosperity. All that is up under the umbrella of prosperity, discipline, structure, wisdom. All that is under the area of prosperity. Listen, you all, let's get out of here. I see y'all 12 o'clock tonight, 12 a.m. We're going to get into that, some things. I want to break down your flesh, amen, but you could get ready to receive the things of God. And the Holy Ghost put a burn on your spirit, and that's where things will never leave or walk out of here. I see y'all tonight at 12 a.m. God bless you.